From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, the perennial election year question, are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? But first, Democratic presidential hopeful John Kerry has chosen North Carolina Senator John Edwards to be his running mate. Kerry made the announcement earlier today at a campaign rally in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
He is ready for this job, and there is something else about John Edwards that is important in this campaign and our country at this critical time. I am determined that we reach out across party lines, that we speak the heart of America, that we speak of hope and of optimism, and John Edwards will join me in doing that.
Joining us now from Pittsburgh is NPR Scott Horsley. Scott, we have a freshman senator, former presidential candidate, trial lawyer. Tell us more about John Edwards.
Well, optimism was the hallmark of John Edwards' campaign for the presidency. And even though he carried just one state, his native South Carolina, he impressed a lot of voters with his charisma, with his energy, with his appeal to end the two Americas. And he brings a lot of energy to this campaign. There was a Gallup poll taken last month which showed that relative to the other folks as on the short list of would-be running mates, John Edwards generated the most excitement among voters.
And he adds some geographical balance to this ticket. He's from the South, and John Kerry, obviously from Massachusetts. What else does this choice add to the ticket?
Well, you heard John Kerry talking about reaching out across party lines. We saw in the primaries that John Edwards did appeal to independent voters. That, probably more than his southern background, is something that is appealing to the campaign. In fact, it's doubtful that he will add many southern states to John Kerry's victory column. But he does bring that sort of centrist southern sensibility, which may appeal to centrist voters in other parts of the country.
And what about the timing of this announcement? Why today?
Well, this comes just about 3 weeks before the start of the Democratic National Convention, and John Kerry has said all along that he would announce his choice before then. He kept a very tight lid on exactly when the announcement would come, and in fact, up until early this morning, we weren't sure that this would be the day. He was very successful in maintaining that secrecy. He was determined that not only John Edwards, but also the also-ran candidates would learn it first from him as opposed to from the news media.
And I imagine they'll begin campaigning together shortly. What's the schedule for the next day or two?
John Kerry made this announcement at an outdoor rally in Pittsburgh this morning, and he's sticking with his schedule through the early afternoon. We're going now to Indianapolis, where he will address a group of black church leaders. Then it's back to Pittsburgh, where the Kerrys and the Edwards will meet tonight. The families will spend some time getting to know one another. John Kerry has canceled an appearance at the National Teachers Union in Washington that was scheduled for this evening, and he and Senator Edwards will make their first joint campaign appearances tomorrow, including some campaign stops in the pivotal battleground state of Ohio.
Okay, so we'll be looking for that pairing in Ohio, the battleground state, as you said, tomorrow. NPR Scott Horsley in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Thanks a lot, Scott.
My pleasure.